clearing up, real warm with a high of 83. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 54. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, we got clouds early, then mostly sunny with a high of 69. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the southwest winds 10 knots, becoming west 10 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 2 to 4 feet, west 12, 5 to 7 feet at 11 seconds, and southwest 3 feet at 13 seconds. Tonight, northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, wind waves 3 to 6 feet, west 12, 5 to 7 feet at 10 seconds, and south 3 feet at 13 seconds with patchy fog. On Sunday, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, west 12, 4 to 6 feet at 9 seconds, and patchy fog. And current temperatures, let's see, it's 75 in Watsonville. It is 74 degrees in Monterey and 73 in Salinas. We're already at 70 degrees here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. And as far as the updates on the fire, the Bryson Fire was fully contained yesterday. 3,300 acres were burned, but it is fully contained. The Gloria Fire, 6,000 acres have been burnt, and it is 60% contained, expected to be fully contained by Monday. So that's your scoop on that. The official time is 10:07 and 34 seconds on this Saturday, August 29th, 2009. Up next, the Saturday special, what you've all been waiting for. With MZ, so stay tuned. You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
Depression in the air.
Hey, I think it works. I think I can work. Did you hear just something?
I heard a little blip. Yeah. Are you going to play it instead of me? I'm just your backup.
I think I'll try.
I'll try.
If it sounds hummy or not as good, then okay, we'll have you take over the honors.
All right.
Good. You look like you're recovered.
Recovered from
last week's Saturday special.
Right, that was intense.
I was going
crazy with phone calls. It was unreal.
What were the phone calls?
It was the widest mixture, like just everything. People that were like, I didn't like it, or this is great, or, you know, just, it was seriously 50-50.
Okay. For those of you who missed the last, the Saturday racist special, I guess it was, or the Saturday poor taste joke special. I don't know what we would call it. But we had my mom on because the week before we had been running a...
Politically correct Saturday.
Well, the commentary had run, you know, there have been so many weeks of, you know, bad news and, you know, frustrating things going on in our country and world that mom decided to tell some jokes. And she didn't realize that one of the jokes would be very, very offensive to some people. And some of those people complained, and we did a whole two-hour program about it. And it was, I think it was one of the best radio programs that we've ever done here at the radio station. The people who came on seemed to be happy that we were sensitive enough to, be very interested in their point of view. My mother apologized a number of times for unwittingly hurting people, because she's not into that at all. But as I said, it was pretty interesting radio. Then this week happened. Oh my God! What happened this week is unspeakable. But let me say this. No, let's just start the show. Let's just start the show instead of... You just stay tuned, and you will find out what happened this week that caused us so much grief at your favorite radio station.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, KSCO audience. It's MZ, and I'm proudly welcoming you to hour number one of the Saturday special for August 29th in the year of our Lord, 2009. We hope you'll stay with us for the next 2 hours and have a lot of fun with us, because we are going to have a lot of fun. There's no question about it. And if you don't stay with us, it's going to be your loss. Fair warning, okay? So heed it.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO.
Okay, I'm going to give you another fair warning. Thursday of this week, our noontime talk host, Dr. Corey Gold, kicked a hornet's nest. And hornets are still swirling. No pun intended. Hornets are still swirling around KSCO as a result of Corey kicking that hornet's nest. What he did was express his opinion. And his opinion was taken in great offense by some people. In fact, I don't know for sure, but I think by way more people than who took offense to my mother's unwitting joke the week before in the commentaries. And, well, it we lost Senator Ted Kennedy. Everybody knows that. And, in fact, the memorial service, I believe, is going on right now as we speak, or it just finished or whatever. A political icon, you know, the patriarch of the Kennedy clan is now gone. And all Corey did during the noon balloon on Thursday was do a little monologue that he actually had not planned to do. He had other things on tap, and something just took over, and he was on a roll. And I thought it was very interesting radio. Most interesting radio offends a certain group of people. And I don't know how many people were offended. It might only just have been one or two or three KSCO listeners, or it might have been hundreds or thousands. I just don't know. But I don't think Corey did anything terrible. I think as a talk show host, I think he did something amazing. He evoked such emotion with the first 10 or 12 minutes of his program, of his monologue that day, that, well, you know, there's no way that I can express, you know, what I've done is I've learned what it's like for you guys, Nikki, who make the radio station work, you know, the nuts and bolts. I got a good lesson about that today, this morning, because I was working my gonads off.
Your beep.
Yeah. Learning to.
You can say that word.
Learning to, you know, edit with a computer, edit in bleep sounds. Because there were some voicemails left on our comment line, 429-2222, that contained, quite a number of expletives that needed to be deleted or not used on this Saturday special. And it's just too priceless and too fascinating, and it raises some really interesting questions that I want to discuss with the audience today. So in order for it to mean anything, you're going to have to bear with us here. And here's the other fair warning I was about to tell you all. If hearing anything other than glowing terms about Senator Kennedy offends you or hurts you, please turn off the radio now, okay? Switch to another station. Come back in 12 minutes, okay, because that's how long this audio clip is. And if it doesn't offend you, then listen. But I'm going to pose some questions after this. Actually, we're going to play some of the voicemails that we received after, as a result of this broadcast. So this is going to be the first Saturday special we've done in a long time that's going to be mostly pre-recorded, at least for the first hour. We're going to have a pre-recorded, 12-minute monologue from Corey Gold's program from this last Thursday, followed by several voicemail responses. Oh, no, it won't take up the whole hour for sure, but we'll have plenty of time to talk to those of you who choose to call in and participate in the program at 479-1080. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ. And Nikki in control. And we've got a lot of things to do at the beginning of next hour. We have a brand new K's commentary. We have an acknowledgement, personal acknowledgement from the heart of specific people who have taken steps in the last 10 days or so to make generous contributions to KSCO. And I'm going to personally acknowledge each one of them. That'll be at the beginning of next hour. And there's all kinds of things in store for us. So for the next 12 minutes, please listen to this, and then we're going to make a discussion the topic of a good part of the rest of this program. So here's Dr. Corey Gold at the beginning of the noon. Well, we don't call it the noon balloon anymore. Calling it the Corey Gold Show until we get a better name. Maybe we'll keep that name. But here it is from last Thursday. It's there somewhere, I think. Hello. I didn't you hear it before?
I did, but I have it ready if you want me to play it instead.
Do you have it ready?
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like there was depression in the air, especially Dave seemed a bit down, and I feel for Dave. Dave was having a hard heart day.
He's talking about
because,
the day before.
Ted Kennedy had passed, and the last of the Kennedys had passed, but not to worry, Dave, and not to worry all of you who are Kennedy enthusiasts, who want the dynasty of America's kings and queens to continue. Chris Matthews from Hardball, MSNBC host, has already designated Barack Obama as the new last youngest Kennedy brother. So thank God we have more Kennedys. Because what we really needed was an American dynasty. That's just what we needed. Kings and queens. Well, as people say, we're becoming a socialist nation, maybe even going toward fascism as the government takes on more and more responsibility away from where it's supposed to be, the people, and taking it on where it's supposed not to be. Yes, I know that wasn't good English. Supposed not to be, which is the government, as we become car makers of America, bankers of America, lenders of America, insurance companies of America, health company of America. Don't worry, America. There is another Kennedy. Chris Matthews has designated Barack Obama as the last Kennedy brother. So we can have Camelot once again. Camelot. Because that's what America really needs, is to watch trillionaires with yachts in Hyannisport have a comp. Do any of you have a compound? Do any of you have a compound? Do any of you have parents who were mobsters and made trillions of dollars by defrauding the government and bootlegging and stealing and bribing? Do any of you have a compound and multiple yachts? Do any of you go drinking and cavorting and murdering people and then get 45, 50 years in the Senate? We need one more of those, don't we? We need a black Kennedy. You know, there'll probably be a band by the end of the day called the Black Kennedys. There is a band called the Dead Kennedys. And Brian Williams, another stand-up anchorman, another non-partial anchorman, MSNBC, Brian Williams. This is an anchorman. It's not even a reporter. It's not even a commentator. He's the anchorman. And this is what he said yesterday. In lieu of flowers for Ted Kennedy, let's just pass health care reform. Hey, what do you say? Instead of buying flowers, healthcare reform. They're pretty even, right? You know, what do you want to send? Do you want to send a card? No. Flowers? No. Maybe we'll make a gift certificate to the library? No. What do you think we should do? Let's just pass healthcare reform. Let's just take over Americans' healthcare system because Ted would have wanted it that way. Oh, that's a good reason. We didn't want it 3 days ago, but Ted died. Oh, I've changed my mind. Let's just socialize American medicine. Ted died. Hey, did you hear? Ted died. What are we going to change? Michael Jackson died. What are we going to change now? Everybody moonwalk. Everybody's going to start wearing one glove. This is nonsense. We don't pass legislation. He wasn't assassinated. It wasn't a coup attempt. Here's a man who was in his 70s, who had lived a hard life, and you can talk about the drinking and whatever else he did in excess and the stress of his life, and he died of brain cancer. We should not be changing America's complete health care strategy that we did not want only a few weeks ago, overwhelmingly, because Ted died. Hey, Ted died. Hey, I changed my mind. I really want socialized health care now. Because Ted, he was a swell guy. He was a man of the people. He was just like me. My compound was just near his compound. We used to get in our yachts, and oh, it was so much fun. Every once in a while, we would have crew races to Hyannisport, and we'd have lobster parties, and you know how much fun that was. Ted was a good old American salty guy. Ted was an elitist pig. He wasted more money than everybody listening to this phone call could ever make in their lifetime. But he gave millions and millions to charities. Yes, his family stole billions and they gave millions back. Thank you for giving us a few of our pennies back. I don't want to say he's terrible. And I don't want to say the Kennedys are terrible. And you're not terrible if your parents did terrible things. His father was a racist Nazi sympathizer who hated Jews, who was a thug, who ran liquor when it was illegal to run liquor in the United States. He then used his money, his power, his influence, his blackmail to push his children on America. Do you guys know that Ted Kennedy, when he took his seat, they wanted to fill him into his seat in Congress earlier than was allowed by law? So they asked somebody, and they got the government of Massachusetts to put in a stick to hold his spot in Congress for 2 years until he became old enough to run for Congress. And then he was a congressman for one-fifth the time that we've had a constitution in America. One-fifth the time. But Brian Williams says, let's pass health care for Ted. Let's do one for the Gipper, for the Tedster. It's no longer Obamacare. It's Ted care. We didn't see rationing of health care for Ted. We didn't hear about giving Ted a pain pill and, you know, just passing along. Ted was fighting to jerry-rig the Massachusetts legislature before he died. Did you know that? In his dying moments of his life, Ted, the altruist that he was trying to jerry-rig the Massachusetts legislature. You see, 6 years earlier, he had made the Massachusetts legislature change how it does business because they thought John Kerry would be the next great president of the United States, beating, of course, the idiot clown of America, George Bush. When rightfully John Kerry ascended to a throne, there would be a gap. There would be a senatorship open in Massachusetts. And God forbid a Republican, Mitt Romney, would be able to appoint, by law, a replacement because he might put in a Republican replacement. So Ted Kennedy strong-armed and paid off everybody to change the state law that says you had to wait 5 months to have a special election. Because by then, it would be time for the regular election and there'd be no sitting incumbent Republican candidate. Now that he's about to die, or at that time when he was about to die, he decided that the law that he ran through the legislature of Massachusetts just 6 years earlier should now be changed back to the way it was before because the Democratic governor should have the right, of course. It should be the right of the governor of the state of Massachusetts to put in a senator so we would not have a hole. These are troubling, important times. Healthcare is an issue, and we must not have an absence of a senator from the state of Massachusetts. Play it backwards, and you hear the devil. 6 years earlier, he gave the exact opposite speech. This is not debate club where you say, okay, Ted, today you're against the bill. What would you say? Well, teacher, this is what I'd say as I'm against the bill. Okay, Ted, today we're putting you in favor of the bill. What would you say? I would say this if I was in favor of the bill. This is real effing life. He, with his money and his influence and whatever else he has on people, got the entire legislature of Massachusetts to change the law that had been the state law for like 150 years because he didn't like it. And he argued, it would not be wise to put somebody in right midterm. It would give an unfair advantage to one party over the other party. And I ask that you change it to have a 5-month waiting period. 6 years later, he talked the exact opposite back talk. Let's pass health care because Ted was a swell guy. Wasn't Ted a swell guy? He gave $1 million to charity. You know something? He opened up his wallet. He took it out a few of the bills that his father had given him. And he gave it to charity. He's not like Bill Gates, who's giving $50 billion of his $50 billion away. This is one of the most powerful, richest families in the world. And we're supposed to feel cheery inside that they give us a few of their crumbs as they run the world. The king is dead. Long live the new king. Thank God, Chris Matthews says, we have a new Kennedy. Camelot can return to America. Because what America's been saying is things have been so swell with Kennedy in charge. 831-479-1080, and I said I wasn't going to talk about Kennedy today, but I couldn't help myself when I saw Brian Williams says, in lieu of flowers for Ted, let's just pass health care reform. Wouldn't that be a swell deal? Flowers might cost you $15, health care might cost you your life, but you know what? It's for Ted. Wasn't Ted a great guy? Ted was probably a great drinking buddy, wasn't he? Because he could buy all the beer and alcohol you want. If you were in college with Ted, and by the way, he was like a straight C student. But if you went drinking with Ted, wouldn't it be cool? Because he'd pick up the tab. It's on me, boys. Just have whatever you want. Everything you want, it's on me. Shoot us. Just enjoy yourself. We'll go back to the compound afterwards. Just watch out for that bridge. There's water there. I've seen that curve too many times. Watch out. We need to put a bigger rail there. 831-479-1080. And if you didn't know, that was a Ted Kennedy imitation. And I apologize to anybody that I might have sounded like, because I definitely did not sound like Ted Kennedy. So I say, let's send flowers. If Brian Williams is asking us, should we send flowers or should we pass the health care bill, let's just all send flowers and get it over with. No, Brian Williams, we're not going to pass the Ted Kennedy, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton health care bill. This is a triple feature we do not want to see. And it's like Rahm Emanuel. We should always capitalize on every opportunity. Ted just died. What kind of momentum can we get out of this situation? We're here at 831-479-1080. I haven't even got to my topic of the day, but if you want to talk about Ted Kennedy, and I'm in a positive mood, not because Ted's dead. People die every day. We all will pass one day, and I hope he's in a great place with his maker, and I hope he's getting the things in life that he deserves. He did a lot of good things, and I shouldn't make as much fun of Ted Kennedy as I am. But my point is, he's not a saint either. He's to have some accounting for his life to do, and however it turns out, I hope it's good for Ted. But we should not change the way America runs because he died. 831-479-1080. We'll be back after this.
Okay, that's from last Thursday's noontime program with Dr. Corey Gold, the host. So if you were just tuning in during that last 12-minute clip and believing that that's live radio here on KSCO, know that it's not. He did give out the phone numbers, and I noticed one or two people called. We are not accepting phone calls now. We will be accepting a lot of phone calls, I presume, later on after we go to the other side of this controversy here. So let's see, that program, that 12-minute monologue, created quite a stir, as you can imagine.
I can imagine.
Now you got to hear most of it, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
I think you were answering a phone call or two in there in the middle of that. What are your thoughts of what you heard? Do you think that should not have been allowed to have gone out on KSCO? Do you think that was in poor taste because it's not respectful of someone who died? What do you think?
It's tricky because as a talk show host, you want to stir up people and their emotions and whatever and get good, you know, good radio is always very controversial, right? So I understand
not
that.
Not necessarily. There could be good radio that isn't controversial, but that's thought-provoking. And
right.
Yeah,
but I'm just
definitely
saying,
that was controversial. And
controversial is good radio.
I think so.
And
doesn't mean that there aren't other kinds of non-controversial radio that's not good radio.
But I do believe in boundaries.
Okay.
And I do believe he stepped over the boundary. I thought that was very disrespectful.
So what would you have done if you were me? Okay. Because I wasn't listening at the time, but people were calling the station and complaining big time. This is inappropriate. This is horrible. What what would you have done if you were the person in control of the whole station?
Of the station.
Would you have sent a message to Corey saying, you know, change topics immediately or you're off? Would you have done that?
Did you know that this was going on as soon as it happened or after the fact?
I found out actually, you know, the hour afterwards.
Okay.
But even if I would have, I'm going to tell you what I would have done.
Okay.
If I would have found out
that
it was going on when it was going on. In other words, if I had been listening, which I wasn't.
Right. Okay.
You want to know what that is?
I do.
You tell me what you would have done first.
Well, if I had heard it going on and I was in charge, I would have probably called him and said, please don't bash this passing anymore. I see, because there's some things that he said that I am fine with. Like when he said that I don't believe we should pass health care instead of giving him flowers.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's a good correlation. I agree with him.
Uh-huh.
But the way he said it and what his context was about the bashing and just everything that he said, all he had to say was that. I think it's ridiculous that they want to pass health care instead of giving flowers. That's ridiculous, right? Right. Okay, cool. Okay. What do you think?
But you
that
would have,
should have
first
been
of all, you couldn't call
it.
Him. You couldn't call him because he's on the air, but you could send a message electronically.
Saying,
and what that message would just say, cool it, you know, change subject.
Inappropriate, or knock it off.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, inappropriate, don't go any further down that road. You can talk about why it's ridiculous that we shouldn't just send him flowers or, you know, whatever. But the way the attacking a deceased, even if you don't agree with him or don't think he's the greatest person or he or she or whatever, inappropriate.
Okay.
Like the caller said about your mother. If your mother passed, we're not going to go bashing her on the air the day after she died or whatever. I mean, that's even if you don't agree with some of what she did or said or anything. Even if, you know, me, what if I died? Would you bash me the next day on the radio?
I wouldn't.
Okay,
would I have done what I don't think the world of Ted Kennedy either.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know. I was actually ignorant. I'm ashamed to say about the history of the Kennedy family and Joe Kennedy and his ill-gotten gains and so forth. Apparently, people said to me, "MC, where have you been? Don't you read? Are you that just out of history?"
Right. And I'm not trying to compare us to Ted Kennedy. Obviously, he's got a legacy and whatnot in his family and everything. But regardless, I think that there should be respect for the deceased. And
okay. And I agree too. And if I were the noontime host, I would not have done what Corey did. But I'm not that host.
No.
I'm the owner of the radio station.
And what did you do as the owner?
And what did I do? I didn't do anything because I wasn't listening. What if I had been listening, would I have done what you did? No. I would not.
What would you have done?
Because I put Corey on to be a talk host, to put forth his feelings and not get me sued and not get me fined by the FCC. And I don't believe that he stepped over either of those lines. Okay? I don't agree with if I was in Corey's shoes, and I am Jewish, if I knew as much about the Kennedy family as he does and did, you know, I guess it would bug me that they're deifying Senator Kennedy.
They deify everybody. They deified Michael Jackson. They whatever. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter.
So what's wrong with him saying, hey, I'm tired of hearing all this deification. Here's a different opinion. It happens to be mine.
Oh, that's fine. I don't think it's wrong that he gave his opinion. I just think the timing was poor.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, I see we have some people waiting. We're not inviting phone calls now. Feel free to wait if you want, but we're going to go into the next portion of the program here, and that is I had to edit. I didn't edit anything out except the profanity. I bleep that. Here is a caller who called our comment line. I presume during or just after that monologue from Corey Gold last Thursday on the noon program. So let's play that.
This is Ben calling Michael if you're listening. Corey Gold right now on your radio station, KSCO, was saying Ted Kennedy is a Nazi and that he's glad he's burning in hell and this and that, sounding like, you know, he's an RLB. He's Rush Limbaugh's bitch. Now, this faggot, Corey Gold, I'm calling your sponsors and I'm getting all of them. I'm calling a lot of my friends and I'm going on. We're going to bombard all of your sponsors to stop the sponsorship of Corey Gold. You want to keep Rush Limbaugh, that's okay. He's just a fat pig, but he's not in control of what he says through your station. The rest of your people, you know, I'm a friend of all of the people that work there, even though they don't like me. I fight to protect your station. But this son of a bitch, Dr. Corey Gold, doctor of what? Doctor of assholes? This faggot is insulting the memory of Kennedy. Kennedy's put blood into the soil. They put the brother Jack, Robert, and John F. Kennedy are all in their graves because of their dedication to this country. Michael, you and your mommy pretend to love America, but you support the Nazis that have been looting it for the last 8 years. Now you're letting Corey Gold call a man who's not even in his grave yet a Nazi, and you hope he's burning in hell. And this man, because of him, you or your mom might someday get the medical care that'll keep your asses alive. Not because of the money that Bush and Cheney and these son of a bitches sucked out of the country to loot it. You deal with Corey Gold or I'm dealing with your sponsors. I'm not kidding. This faggot's got to go. Buy him a set of panties and let him go. He's worth a piece of shit. He's a Nazi, Jewish, Nazi collaborating faggot. Do something about it or I'm on the phone. I've already called Whitlow Concrete. Don't be surprised if they drop their ad. We're fighting fire with fire. You call Mr. Kennedy, a senator who has done more for this country for the last 40 years than any son of a bitch. And this Corey Gold's got to go, that faggot piece of crap, Rush Limbaugh's bitch that he is. Yeah, you think I'm mad? Yeah, I'm mad. This is not intended to disrespect you or your mother. But this crap's going on at your station. If you can't deal with it, I will. The same airways you use, I can use. You deal with this son of a bitch, or I will, and I believe me. I've called a lot of my friends. We're going to call all your sponsors and go after this prick faggot that he is. Have a nice day.
Could you have a nice day after hearing something like that?
Oh, Ben, have a nice day. Wow.
That was almost as terrible as what I said at the very end of the last Saturday special.
Almost.
Yeah. Anyhow, obviously...
He was upset, just a little bit upset.
Yeah, but don't you think... here's what I want to talk about here. First of all, I didn't hear... you all heard. I played 12 minutes. I played the offending monologue. And I didn't hear him call Ted Kennedy a Nazi. I heard him refer to Ted Kennedy's father as a Nazi sympathizer. But I didn't hear him characterize Ted Kennedy as anything other than exactly what he said some nice things about Kennedy. And he mentioned, he alluded to the Chappaquiddick incident and his carousing and drinking and so forth. All of this is true. Now, was it poor taste for KSCO to not step in and muzzle Corey Gold when he was doing that? I don't think so, and I'll never think so. Was it poor taste for me to replay it during the Saturday special? No. I think it's a fascinating topic for discussion, and we're going to be opening the phone lines for that discussion in just a little bit. I'm sure people are going to think that I'm sort of overdoing it here, with respect to Ben and Salinas, there's a couple of other voicemails from Ben that I had to work on to bleep out the expletives. But here's something from Harold and Aptos here. This will be interesting here.
This is to praise Michael and Kay Zwerming, because I know your Saturday special is going to be on Senator Ted Kennedy and his life. you should hear Dr. Gold's show. Wow. Just because Papa Joe had said something anti-Semitic or bootleg whiskey or something, the Kennedy haters that come out, including West Side Al. Dr. Gold, I'll challenge you anytime as a historian on the Saturday special. And you, West Side Al, I've been wanting to shut up your big mouth for years. I challenge you, the nasty things. He said things like, West Side Al says, Kopechne, when she was drowning, they had, they found her scratch marks on the, you know, on the carpeting inside the car, you know, on Chappaquiddick and all that. So I will criticize Senator Ted Kennedy on Chappaquiddick because it cost him the presidency, but the Kennedys also did a lot of good for common folks, including units for retarded people. So, you know, it's just you nasty people. And, of course, Dr. Gold is Jewish, and he's like you are, and he's concerned about Jewish history. But you've got to understand, because I'm concerned that the past two members of the Fed are both Jewish. Bernanke now, and I can't forget the other guy's name. Will, that's going to bring back that the Jews control the banks, you know, that might be behind this whole mess the world's in. And I myself think there's Chinese bankers and there's European bankers and Italians, and the Jews don't. They're in it. But if it starts going again, look out. We're going to have the same anti-Semitic stuff. And if it is true that behind all this bank scandal and bankrupting countries because they can't get loans, if the majority is the money is controlled by the Jews, I hope that's not right. But it does not look good that two chairmen of the Fed in a row are both Jews. That looks weird. And, of course, Dr. Gold is too wrapped up in his Jewishness to see this. You mean to tell me that out of the 500 other nationalities in the world, only these two Jews are smart enough to handle the Fed? Well, the one before this got us into these bad loans and ruined our economy. So the point is, I want to stick with Ted Kennedy. I want a Saturday special this Saturday so I can praise the great man and take a shot at him for Chappaquiddick. And I want one other historian on the air with me, Millie or somebody else, and myself, and take on these cowards like Dr. Gold and West Side Al. You've been a little bitchy. He's a little bitch. You know, he whines and whines and whines and goes after the Kennedys, but then he doesn't have any backup in history for his big fat mouth, and nobody can challenge him because he won't come on the air. Come on, great Air Force pilot. Harold of Aptos challenges you and Dr. Gold anytime, anywhere. Harold of Aptos.
Well, there goes Harold of Aptos, historian Harold. Okay, well, he was on the Saturday special, so very eloquent, repeated himself a couple times, but we all do that for emphasis, right? Okay, it is the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, and the question that I want to pose is poor taste, yes, questionable taste, poor or questionable taste, possibly. But if you were in charge, would you have not allowed and certainly not replayed what Corey Gold said? Boy, if your answer to that question is no, you and me are on different pages, gang. All right, I guess we should do a commercial break now before we open the phones. What do you think, Nikki? All right, let's do that. And so we will be back in just a few minutes. If you want to give us a call, 479-1080. It looks like we have one or two or three lines open, but we've got quite a number of callers who want to go on. So we'll be back right after this commercial break. Stay with us.
Hi, Tim Whitlow from Whitlow Concrete. Pleased to sponsor this portion of the Saturday special on KSCO AM 1080. Get ideas for your project from our website, whitlowconcrete.com, and call us at 475-4499 for a free quote. That's 475-4499.
Ben Lomond Market, Scotts Valley Market. Low price, great savings, quality and service that doesn't always cost you more.
My name is Kim Watson. I shop at Scotts Valley Market because I love their produce and their variety of everything, wines and pastas and deli and meats and prepared foods. The cheese selection is wonderful.
Oh, for the produce quality, for the meat quality, everything's top-notch in the store. Convenience is close to my house as well. So for those reasons, absolutely. It's a local market, so I try to support the local business.
My name is Carol. Well, I come to the Ben Lomond Market because, first of all, I live a few blocks away, and it's wonderful to live close enough to a store that has terrific produce and a great butcher. And I can walk, too. One can count on finding good produce here all the time.
Scotts Valley Market, Ben Lomond Market. Compare and save. Be sure to check their weekly price comparison sheet. You don't always have to pay more for better service and quality. Please visit them at mylocalgrocer.com.
Sensuous and enchanting Mediterranean dining in Scotts Valley. Hi, I'm Aldina, owner of In Vino Veritas. It is our intention for your dining experience to be exceptional. We live life with passion and believe you will taste the difference in our food.
Hi, this is Rock. Join us at In Vino Veritas for dining, all day, and evening entertainment. Wednesdays, there is wine tasting. Thursdays and Fridays, we offer half-price wine and hors d'oeuvres. And on Thursdays, we offer complimentary acoustic rock music.
Experience passion for life and food at In Vino Veritas Mediterranean Restaurant. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, In Vino Veritas is located in King's Village behind Nob Hill in Scotts Valley. Call 831-461-0851. 831-461-0851.
Kitchen Express is Santa Cruz County's oldest locally owned kitchen and bath showroom and is your headquarters for Corian, Silestone, Zodiac, and Caesarstone quartz countertops. Our highly experienced and professional computerized design team will help you in selecting your custom-made kitchen and bath cabinetry. We also feature a huge selection of decorative plumbing and hardware and so much more. Kitchen Express, located right off Highway 1 at the Rio Del Mar exit in Aptos. We're here for you.
Kitchen Express is number one.
Looking for professional plumbing or electrician work at an affordable handyman price? Then call Zoltan at Egger International. The number is 425-4512. Zoltan works on all kinds of kitchen or bathroom fixtures, faucets, water heaters, jacuzzis, electrical repairs, off-grid solar system, and some handyman things around the house. He's a jack of all trades. 425-4512. Ask about Zoltan's patented dental jet system. Just $25. It connects direct to the bathroom faucet and uses no electricity, no cups to fill. Ask about Zoltan's other patented conversion kit, how to turn your tub enclosure into a sauna, or his patented bidet system. Or for licensing on any of his other patents, you might even need an international trade show consultant who's fluent in six languages. Go to www.eggerinternational.com. That's www.eggerinternational.com. Or call 425-4512.
Hi everyone, MZ here with a big thank you to all of our generous contributors and an update on where we stand in our effort to raise the $6,900 fee we must pay the federal government in order to be allowed to keep our KSCO and KOMY broadcast licenses. Thus far, we have received cash, check, and credit card donations totaling $4,265 from 59 wonderful, generous KSCO listeners in amounts ranging from $5 from a sweet, unemployed listener to $500 from a Scotts Valley couple who really appreciate KSCO and want to help keep us going. I can't tell you how much this means to us, but I'm going to try. More than you can imagine. You guys are the greatest. You send us money for which you expect nothing, in the hope for us to be able to continue to be your unique radio voice for everyone. Wow. That's what I call moving. We will continue to graciously accept your kind contributions either by mail to or in person to 2300 Portola Drive, Santa Cruz 95062, or if you prefer, go to donate.ksco.com. That's donate.ksco.com, no www, or go to ksco.com and use your credit card or PayPal account. Thanks so much in advance. Cat Stevens, 1970, am I right? T for the Tillerman album. Title.
Yes. What is the title?
T for the Tillerman.
Oh, that's the album title. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Good job.
Isn't this Tea for the Tillamon?
That's the album title.
It's the album title, but isn't it also the song title?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute.
If you want to leave, take good care. Hope you need a lot of nice friends.
Then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Here comes the title.
Baby, it's a wild world.
Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself.
Just upon a smile.
I really do have Alzheimer's syndrome.
You do.
I really do, because this is one of my favorite songs.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
My favorite song on that album is Father and Son.
Ooh.
You want to play that?
I'll play that next.
Okay, play that next. That'll be good. Okay. Welcome back to your favorite radio station, Saturday special, hour number one, 10 minutes before 11. 479-1080 if you want to join us on the electric radio here. Let's go to our first caller. Is it Odessa agreeing with Ben? Disagreeing with Ben, excuse me. Yeah, you're on.
Yes.
Hi, Odessa. Welcome to the Saturday special.
I just wanted to say that, you know, as a Native American, not all Native Americans agree with that guy in the way he was talking. And the other guy that said something about everything being Jewish, that's not true. I'm Christian, and I agree with what you guys are doing. I agree with that we all should have freedom of speech, and that you should do what you're doing now. And I just think you guys are doing an awesome job.
Thank you. It's so distressing to me to see people on both sides. The liberals and the conservatives. There are people who are so hung up in their positions that they do want to censor the other position and do not want to allow the other position to have its say. Now, I personally, quite honestly and sincerely believe that that's much more prevalent on the left than on the right.
Yeah.
But I think it's present in both segments.
I think it is too.
Yeah. Anyhow, thank you, Odessa, for your call to the Saturday special.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the
kind
words.
You guys do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Traffic Lackey, welcome.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, you're on.
Nikki, how you doing? Hey, you know, you were talking about deifying Ted Kennedy and Michael Jackson. If we had Obamacare, Michael Jackson wouldn't have died, Mike, because his HMO wouldn't have paid for all those drugs, you know? Wait a minute.
Don't you think that it's not applicable at all with Michael Jackson, because he was rich enough to not depend on anybody to pay for all the drugs that he wanted. And as I understand it, Traffic Lackey, he was paying that physician, that personal physician, what was it, $150,000 a month to do whatever he wanted, to get whatever he wanted from him.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think Obamacare would make any – I've got to respectfully disagree with you. I don't think it would make a difference at all.
Well, you're right. So to all the Republicans out there who think Obamacare will destroy the healthcare industry, especially Dr. Gold. Well, it's not like Michael Jackson or any other rich people can't pay, like you said, $150,000 a month for any medication that they wanted.
Uh-huh.
You know, and as far as Ted Kennedy goes, I hear they're going to bury him underwater.
Are you going to make a joke now?
I'm already making jokes, Mike. You should be laughing.
If I laugh,
you're in trouble, huh?
There will be people who will go at, who there will be more people than Ben and Salinas who go after our sponsors.
Why?
I don't dare laugh at things that I would normally, especially after last weekend. I learned that there are people, you know, you got to be a little more sensitive. On the other hand, the other side of that coin is that you could be too damn politically correct and you need to chill out, and that's probably why the world has so many people, you know, hating each other, because no one will chill out and enjoy some jokes.
Well, you know,
I'm Jewish, and one of my favorite jokes is, you know, how was copper wire invented? Two Jews fighting over a penny. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny too. But you know, Ben, why was Ben calling Dr. Corey Gold? Why was he using the word faggot so much? I didn't understand that.
I don't understand it either. Maybe he'll call in and explain it. The other thing I don't understand about Ben, I know that he's a very passionate guy, but I don't understand. And I heard him say that he doesn't want to hurt the radio station. He just wants to get Corey Gold off the air, and the way to do that is to go after his sponsors. And by the way, that reminds me, he did call Whitlow Concrete, And we did get a, I think there was a message from Whitlow Concrete saying pull the ad sponsorship for the Corey Gold show, but not for the rest of the program. Now, I don't know if I did something terrible by not pulling the Whitlow Concrete, you know, sponsorship for this program, because it had that same. If I did, I apologize, Tim Whitlow, whom I've been trying to call. Maybe he's on vacation or something, but Tim is a great guy. He does, his company does the most fantastic concrete work I've ever seen. It's personal experience. And I can't wait to talk to him and see what his feelings are about this. But I have been unable to. I've tried to reach him several times, and there's no answer. So I assume he's out of town.
Well, you know what I would do is I would get rid of Corey and put the Lackey on, Mike. That's what I would do.
I know that's what you would do.
Because the Lackey is the original king of controversy at KSCO. And by the way, I've never said anything nearly as controversial as many of the other hosts there. I know there were some people upset because I used the term MILF, and Ricochet uses that term practically every day.
You're
so
kidding me.
I'm pretty confused on what the standard is over there.
That's a double standard if people are going to be upset with you saying something and not be upset with somebody else saying the same thing.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Absolutely right.
Well, we're going to have to look into this.
We are.
Anyhow, thank you very much for calling the Saturday Special. Billy Sunshine, oh my goodness, welcome to the Saturday Special.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
So this is about the radio part of this, about your, you know, it was great to run, you're proud of them. But
no, say that again. It was great to run, I'm proud of
them. Well, it was great to run, it's good radio. But when you didn't like something I said on the radio, you had a lawyer write a letter to the owner of the station to try to get me disciplined.
No, it wasn't to try to get you disciplined. It wasn't to try to get you disciplined. When you say something as horrendous as KSCO, I don't know if you use the call letters. I don't know if you use the call letters, but you said that station to the north. You tell me. I mean, did you use it?
I don't remember.
Okay, whatever. But whatever you did say,
you won't be happy until you get Obama killed.
Until we get Obama killed. Jeez, I didn't even realize it was that bad. I thought it was that station to the north. Won't be happy until Obama is killed. That's what I
heard. I don't remember the exact words. So
and right. That is something, you know, you can't. That could create a witch hunt, and I don't like to do that. That could create some real problems for us, because you know damn well, Bill, that that's not the case at all. You know damn well.
Well, wait a minute.
Damn well.
Come on, Mike. When I said that, that's the way it seemed to me.
Has anything changed? If anything, since then, there's been more Obama criticism on this station.
Well, there's criticism. You know, there's two kinds. There's criticism, and then there's he's the tip of the spear. He's what's wrong with America. He's going to take away our guns. And we know that people, that when you talk to crazy gun owners and you get them excited, they use it. I mean, you do remember that there was a bunch of murders by one of those guys who was listening to Hannity and was concerned that liberals were going to take away his guns. He showed up at a church and shot it up. So that kind of thing does go on. At any rate, the fact
have you made a contribution to KSCO yet? You want it to be your favorite station? Just admit it. And you're rich. You're a very wealthy man, Billy.
I do intend to? I never miss your show.
Well, why don't you make a contribution just to be cool?
I don't believe that radio should be operated in that fashion, to be honest with you.
Well,
I actually think you're supposed to just sell commercials and not beg for money.
But I choose to beg for money. Why did you even call and use the facility to get your point across? And you're one of the wealthiest people that I know, and the local people, right? And how is it that you, it seems to me you're a little hypocritical. Mm-hmm. You choose to use the station. You haven't used it for a long time. Nikki was amazed that you called, and she said, I hope you're going to put him on.
I thought you'd be appreciate being reminded about, you know, the fact that when you perceive your ox gourd.
Oh, it's a different thing. It's
had a lawyer write a letter. Right? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, and I would do it again today. There is a difference between my ox being gored in such a way where you're starting a rumor that's a vicious and incorrect rumor that you know. How dare you say the people at KSCO won't be happy until Obama is killed? How dare you say such a thing? You're a sickie if you could say that and believe it.
Well, I do. I mean, when I listen to your callers, you know, when you talk about he's not an American, he doesn't have a birth certificate. I'm aware that this is a sick conversation.
But whoever said on any of our talk shows that the president should be killed? Whoever said that?
Look, I think if you have somebody...
Where would you get that idea unless you heard somebody say it?
I didn't hear somebody say it in those words.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not ashamed.
You ought to be ashamed.
I'm
and
not.
You ought to make a contribution to the station that you use. Otherwise, you're a damn hypocrite. Brad in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting another great show. And first thing I want to tell you is I think that Dr. Corey Gold probably has the best show on your station. And I really believe that. And I can't say that for the person who follows him. I finally got to the point where I had to turn off the radio because... He won't.
I hear that an awful lot, but and people just say, I just can't listen to David Corsi. And when he comes on, I turn off the radio.
Because,
and then they go on to tell me what he was saying. Yes, I said, I thought you turn off the radio when he comes on.
Yeah, well, I actually am turning off. I try to listen to him, and I notice that anytime anybody calls who really, you know, can counter the obvious faults in everything that he says, he basically just turns them off.
Yeah.
You know, and I told you this before. I don't think it was you I told this. I said, remember that one time where you put him and Vernon together?
Yeah.
The moment you put someone with David who knows the facts and he can't turn him off, then David just shuts up.
Wait a minute. That's a bad example to use, and it proves that you're wrong. I think you're right most of the time. But with Vernon's a bad example because he puts Vernon on a lot and in fact, wants Vernon to guest host his show.
Right, no, but I'm talking about
a bad
the one
example.
Time that you put them both together and you made a big deal about, oh, yeah, I'm putting the two left and the right together and they're going to battle it out on the air.
I think
David just pretty much went you know, kind of went possum there. He just pretty much they just pretty much agreed with everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
okay.
Anyway,
well,
to talk about what his thing the other day. First of all, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of Ted Kennedy. It's my personal belief that everything he ever did, he either failed at it, or it turned out, or he basically wasn't able to do what he wanted to do. I mean, there if you look back on everything that he did And in a way, he's a lot like Michael Jackson, where everything he did, kind of the best things that he ever did, ended in the 80s. And he's pretty much not done anything for the last 28 years, in my mind.
Uh-huh.
But the two people who called, I was like, Ben, like I say, all he could do is call Dr. Corey Gold a faggot, which in my mind is kind of like, well, is that the worst thing that you can do is call someone homosexual? Apparently that's a really bad thing to call somebody. And I guess he's supposed to be a progressive. And then the other guy, all he talked about was that we got Jews running the money. And what does that have to do with, with Ted Kennedy and Corey Gold? To me, it was like, I guess he was saying that Corey Gold is Jewish, and basically that's why he said the bad things about. But then he said a Jew-hating Nazi. And I was just kind of like,
that's sort of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like, what are you talking about? But the final thing, and I know this is all over the place, but I'm trying to make it fast. I'd say, let's look back at Strom Thurmond. Say somebody come out when Strom Thurmond died and said, hey, in lieu of flowers, let's just reinstate segregation. And do you think that maybe some people would come up and say, what in the world are you talking
right.
about?
Well, I'm amazed that Corey Gold is the only person that I know about who raised this question.
It's the same thing. I mean, my God, the liberal people would be going crazy. You've got to be kidding. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
And to my mind, it's the same argument.
Yeah.
It's like you got the majority of the people in the country obviously are against it. And I have to say the same thing goes against segregation.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? This is something this guy really believed in.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and this was certainly Strom Thurmond's core belief. Hey, you know, we got to go this way.
Yeah.
And this was Ted Kennedy, and they both were in the Senate a long time. And so I think just because he was such a dedicated senator, we should do this. To me, I think that he presented it in a very positive way. Granted, you know, maybe. Kennedy to talk like Ted Kennedy wasn't the nicest thing in the world to do.
Yeah.
But in essence, what he was doing is he wasn't saying anything that Ted Kennedy wouldn't have said or Ted Kennedy wouldn't have done.
That's right. So I don't know where caller voicemail caller Ben heard that Corey didn't say anything.
Yeah, these
that the guy was
Kennedy,
a Nazi or hateful or anything like that.
I think all Corey Gold
because he wasn't a Nazi as far as I know, and he wasn't hateful. Ted Kennedy, I'm talking
these
about.
These were Ted Kennedy's core beliefs, and I disagree.
He actually
with
made he went to a great lengths, Corey did, to point out that just because the father's beliefs, core beliefs, were those, that doesn't necessarily mean that it was that he was saying that Ted Kennedy was that. But he was pointing out that Ted Kennedy and the Kennedy dynasty got their money from filthy methods.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I agree with that, too. Now, what they did with that money, a lot of it was very, very good.
And I
heard Corey Gold say that, too.
A historian myself, and there's absolutely no doubt that there was a very strong fascist movement in the United States during that time.
The
Ford and, you know, and Kennedy and Rockefeller.
The only question here that I'm interested in, well, I'm interested in everything, what everybody has to say, but the main question I want to pose is, did I do something wrong by not at least mentioning to Corey that he had gone too far,
even though
I might not have gone that far myself? Did I do something wrong? And more importantly, did I do something wrong by replaying it on my own program?
No, I think you did something right by saying, hey, you know, we're not going to bow to political correctness, which, I mean, if you look back, this is 1980. This is Orwellian type stuff where you're.
Hey, did you hear the last Saturday special?
I did.
So don't you think we did a little bowing to political correctness when my mother, not once, but probably 10 times, apologized to the people that she felt that she had hurt?
Oh, absolutely.
With that joke? Wasn't that bowing to political correctness?
I happen to know Simba, and I worked with him. I don't work with him, but we worked side by side on different things. And I'll tell you, there is a belief out there that basically blacks cannot be racist because they have no control over whites, and whites have been, are now, and always will be racist. And you have to realize you're going into a conversation under that guise. And so once you do, it's kind of like there is no real conversation because it's based on the premise that blacks are always victims and whites are always the suppressor,
anyhow,
and that's the way it'll always be.
I thought my mom was pure class the way she
was. And I thought
herself,
she was too. And
I'm not sure that I would have gone as far as she did. I mean, one apology is enough, I thought, but
I agree.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I think that, you know, certain things, there has to be sanity in the world. Somebody has to be the adult.
Yeah.
Somebody has to stand up and say, this is what I believe, and I'm not going to pretend like I don't believe it. Because, you know, like they say, when you get rules for radicals, to say, make a big deal out of everything.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So anyway, good job.
Thank you,
Keep
Brad.
It up.
Appreciate the kind words. I really want some people to disagree who disagree with me and with most of my callers. I will be respectful, just like I was to Billy Sunshine. Wasn't I respectful to Billy Sunshine? Oh, I guess I did end the call by calling him a hypocrite for using the radio station and having lots and lots of money, but not at least that's what he's represented to me in the past, and not being willing to send a little donation to KSCO. I think that's hypocritical. Anyhow, Ken and Hollister, you know what I need to do, Ken? Are you there, Ken?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, hold on just a second here. I need to. What are you laughing at? Nikki is.
I'm laughing because
I need
you
to give the legal
skipped,
ID. Or we're going to lose our license that way. It won't be because we can't pay the fee. It'll be because I didn't give the legal ID. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. And I should have done that
there
8 minutes ago. And there's no Fox News to go back to. We didn't pre-record it. We just went right through it.
Yeah, no worries.
That never happened before.
It's all right. Fox News.
Someone's going to.
No.
God!
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Whatever. It's just the news. I mean, they repeat themselves every top of the hour anyway. So.
Yeah. So in any case, so
you want to play your opener, or are we going to just cruise?
Well, there's a bunch of people. Out of courtesy to Ken, whose call I've already answered, we should let him say his piece. Then I guess we'll officially start the. You have to give the weather and the fire report and the traffic report and everything. But let's take Ken first, okay? So we can come right back. Okay, Ken.
All right, thanks for having me, MZ.
How's everything in Hollister?
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Okay.
I do have some issues. I got some comments that would do. And first off, it starts off with Nikki. She says that everyone is idolized basically when they pass away. Well, in that case, what happened with Farrah Fawcett that died the same week that Michael Jackson did? And Billy Mays and all of the other the famous people that passed away during the same month.
It always comes in threes, huh? And it did. And what happened to the other two? It was only Michael Jackson that seemed to overshadow everybody else, huh?
That's correct. So she's wrong on that. Okay. The next one was stating that she thinks that Corey Gold went too far. Would she feel the same way if Corey Gold said the same exact thing about something she agreed with? Okay, and then also the next thing is dealing with Ben and Salinas.
Yeah.
Ben, if that would have been President Bush that had passed away, would you have called Michael Jackson and said the same exact thing about Corey Gold?
Michael's whirling. He didn't call Michael Jackson. No one can call Michael Jackson because he's dead.
Would he, if Bush had passed away, would he have called and left a message saying that he was the same type of all those explicitives on your answering machine because of what he said about President Bush, if he would have said it the same way?
I think yes, but I can't speak for Ben. He's invited to call this program. If he keeps it clean, I don't know that I'll be able to.
MZ, the way Ben has spoken in the past about President Bush, I would say he would not have.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, and then with a couple of other things, not having a respect for your mother with all of her commentaries. You know, the thing is the people that dislike her commentaries, they would be calling in or calling, leave a message saying, hey, great, she passed away. We don't have to listen to her commentaries anymore.
I'm sure that would happen.
Okay, that would definitely happen. And the thing is everything that Corey Gold said about...
But you know what we would be doing in that case is we would be playing reruns for years because we have enough of them.
That would be good. And what Corey Gold said about Ted Kennedy, probably 99% of it was true. The other 1% was probably his emotion. And, you know, he did state both good and bad about Ted Kennedy.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay.
He was
and
fair.
About about your reaction, okay, your reaction was right on. You shouldn't do it again. And then with your sponsor that said to pull his sponsorship. If my thing is, I think it was Whitlow Concrete. You should reinsert your sponsorship back into the Corey Gold noon balloon because people are going to start listening, but start calling him and disagreeing with him, and you got your sponsorship in his program.
Yeah.
Okay. And then another thing is for you, Michael. Thanks for this weekend, because it not every company, every radio station has their opportunity to call in and talk to the owner. And you said we're talking about political correctness and trying to shut you up. Look at the fees that you're having to do. People are criticizing.
Hey, you know what I think? I hope I'm wrong on this, but I think that what $6,900 this year is going to be $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 next year.
Correct.
You know, that's what I think. I could be overreacting, but I honestly think that's true.
We'll double the $6,900, and that's what you can expect.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and talking about shutting you up, that's what they're trying to do with keep. Doing your doubling your licensing fee. And then everybody that out there that may disagree with me, disagree with Corey Gold or Rush Limbaugh or even David Corsi, who I actually started listening to because of Corey Gold, we won't have the voice to say what we are saying now because we're not supporting the station.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. Michael Olson cringes, you know, every time we do any kind of begging, what he considers begging for money. He says that's terrible. It's low class. It sends a bad message to our advertisers. I don't agree with that at all. I really don't.
No,
I'm just putting out, if you like what you hear and you want us to be able to continue, please help us to any degree that you can. And the Wall Street Journal called and says, this is highly irregular, a commercial radio station begging for contributions like PBS and NPR. I said, why the hell not? I'm not proud.
Yeah, well,
People say they love us. And if they had a business, they would advertise on the radio station. I'm happy to put out the message, hey, you don't have to have a business. You can still help us out. No big deal.
Yeah, you're right. Where else would you advertise that? On another radio station? No. Your advertisers, your sponsors are doing the same exact thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
They're putting their name out there. They're asking for people.
If we don't believe in our own medium, we don't believe in our own medium to be effective, to grow our business, how could we hold ourselves out to others for that purpose? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And love your station, love all of your programming, even though I may disagree with them, and I'd like to hear what everyone else has to say.
Okay, thank you very much, Hollister Ken. Keep listening to KFCO. Go ahead.
I just need to real quickly put in my piece about his issues towards what I said.
Oh, sure.
Actually, may have sounded like I was generalizing, like every famous person is... idolize when they die. Well, that's not true. It doesn't always happen that way. But I'm saying it does happen, and it happened with MJ. It happened with Kennedy. It happens with people that either you're surprised about or not. I mean, that was just a generalization. Of course, it's not always true. And secondly, when he addressed the point that I said about, if it would have been, if you would have agreed with, what Corey said, would you have been okay with him saying that? I did agree with many things that Corey said. I just thought it was inappropriate at this juncture. Okay, so he misunderstood what I said, and it wasn't because I thought Corey is saying wrong things or whatever. I just thought some of the things he said was inappropriate, and the timing's inappropriate, and that's that. So... just to set my words straight, because he was confused, apparently. Okay. Ken.
All righty. Good. Thank you for making that clear, Nikki. I don't think anybody would be confused about your position. Rory in Watsonville, Paul in Santa Cruz, Stephen, Ben Lohman, Ron in Soquel, and blank and blank. There are two other callers where there's nothing written on the board. Stay with us, but we are not going to take calls for a while. We have to officially, you can either stay with us or call back later or whatever. We will definitely take your call if you stay with us, okay, and stay on hold. But we do have some other business here to take care of. We haven't officially opened. You haven't done the weather, have you? You haven't done the traffic or, you know, whatever you do at the top of the hour.
That's fine.
You want to do it or you want to forget it?
Nah. Okay. I'm not worried about it.
All right.
Someone will call me and ask me what the temperature is.
All right. Well, we have to do this because it just wouldn't be the Saturday special if we didn't do this.
Oh, hello, darling.
It's a little late.
I hate to hang up on you, but...
better late than never.
I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
Okay, I don't know what to say, so I'm gonna just let the music play.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio.
Okay, before we go any further, I want to acknowledge the anniversaries of birth for two very special people. One is today, and that's my brother Lou Zwirling. Happy birthday, bro. Number 67, I think it is. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But happy birthday, and many, 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 many more. And also to our good friend Zoltan Egarisi, whose anniversary is of his birth was yesterday, and I forgot to ask him how old he is, because I thought that might be a little too personal a question or too rude. But so happy birthday, Zoltan. Yeah, he's the same guy that you heard about in the commercial. Great handyman. This guy can do anything, and he's a brilliant guy, and he contributes a lot to the radio station by sending information that much of which turns into subjects of Kay's commentaries and so forth. So happy birthday, Zoltan. Now, we're going to take 2 or 3 minutes to, by name, acknowledge the wonderful people who have made contributions in amounts of their choice to KSCO to help us continue to do what we are doing. The big goal right now is to get the licensing fees that are due. I think it's September 22nd, so that I don't have to go borrow or reach into other sources, not the radio station, to pay it. But it's just been so heartwarming that we've received so many contributions from people who say, "Way to go! Here's what we can do to help, and thank you." Jim Catalano, Tina Brizzi, Richard Crescini, Gina Weston, Richard Reebok, Mindy, Tracy Murray, Philip Walker, Bruce and Farquhar Consulting, Robert Hatton, Phil Hopfner, Pamela Robinson, Kristen Stevens, Patricia Hitchcock, Jill Stewart, Forrest Jaddick, Craig Hausman, actually, it looks like here's Deming Stout. I know Deming. Wow, thanks, Deming. David Hara, David Garello, Fran Kress canceled her subscription. But thank you, Fran, for as long as you did subscribe. Alan Molho has been doing this for a long time, years, every month automatically, $10.80 from his credit card. Thank you, Alan. Margaret Dominguez, Robert Patry, oh my God, incredibly generous contribution from Mr. Patry. Terry Beck, Cecilia Barker, Barry Wilson, Ernie Pereira, Michael Zwirling. I donated $1 just to make sure that the system is working here through KSCO.com or donate.KSCO.com. Don't put www. If you go to donate.KSCO.com, it'll take you right to the PayPal page, and you could decide whether you want to use one of your credit cards or if use your own PayPal dollars if you happen to have a PayPal account. But you don't need a PayPal account to easily, using your computer, like within a minute and a half, make a donation of your choice or contribution to KSCO. So let's see, Carmen Lombardino, Jim Albert, Jeanette DePell, Steve Foster, Jerry Dowdy, Christine Palachak, P-A-L-O-C-H-A-K. Those are all people who have generously contributed to KSCO through PayPal on the computer. Now, here are people who either mailed or brought in contributions to the station. Joe and Steve Hardy, Theodosia Mazuka, Mr. and Mrs. Lauren Braddock, Jane Soares, S-O-A-R-E-S, Leonard Felix, Norma Christensen, Peter Chelamedos, Royal and Sandra Lua, L-U-A, Oswald and Asa Lake, Russell and Alice Wharton, Alice Loomis, Alan Bailey, Richard and Kathy Villano, L.J. and F.K. Horan, H-O-R-A-N. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. I feel terrible. Ed and Seely Sumpf, Arthur Auer, George and Bonnie Clark, Dan Forbush and Jan Clement, Ron and Linda Gordon, Dorothy and George Siparovich, Casey Carlson, Claudia Carlson, Alice Campin-Yerkes, James and Joyce Martin, Frank Forrester, Jim and Lee Downey, Anonymous, Gerloff E. Klimp, Unemployed Listener, John Joseph Eklund, Shirley Randolph, Elizabeth and H.E. Davis, Connie Gaynor, another anonymous one, Richard and Beverly Sinclair, Grace Bacon and Sherman Shields, David Biancalana. I personally took that one from David. Very generous. Thank you, Dave. And Howard Mauthe, M-A-U-T-H-E. There might have been a few others whose name didn't get make the list because the contributions came later. They will certainly be acknowledged. And if there's anybody who contributed before yesterday whose name did not get mentioned, please let me know, mz@ksco.com. I profusely apologize and will fix that situation immediately as soon as I am alerted. Hey, things fall through the cracks here at your favorite radio station. It is 25 minutes past 11 a.m. I'm trying to think of something I'm supposed to do. Oh, I know what it is. Last week, the Saturday special we had was sparked by Othea Byers' email. Spoke with Othea yesterday, and he called to say, are you and your mom coming to our NAACP barbecue next Saturday, the 6th? And I said, that's the plan. He said, would you mind, you know, putting some blurbs out for us? I said, it'd be an honor and a privilege. So it's going to happen next Saturday. I have to dig through my emails, and I'm going to do that during the next break, and I'll come back before the end of the program and give you the exact details. But this is something that I am going to be attending, God willing, and if I'm alive and well and so forth. That's a week from today. I believe it's at De La Viega Park in Santa Cruz, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it'd be great if a lot of KSCO people were there. I understand the food's going to be fantastic. De La Viega Park is a great place. I haven't been there too many times since I was a kid, but it'd be great to, I'm looking forward to meeting these folks, and participating in the NAACP, presumably annual barbecue. So I will be giving you that, precise information and a phone number to call, for a reservation or to make a payment over the phone. I think it's only $10 if I'm not mistaken. It's like nothing, you know, to participate. And the camaraderie will be very, very nice. And maybe you can tell some off-color. No. Don't tell any off-color jokes. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. Hey. Okay. Do we have some? What else am I forgetting? Nikki's on the telephone. All right. When Nikki's on the telephone, and we can always go to the phones. Rory in Watsonville. Welcome to the Saturday special.
Michael, thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I missed what Corey said about Kennedy, and without having to go through the whole thing again, what's the big uproar over, where Ben would go around and call people and tell them to cancel sponsorship? What in the world?
And Ben actually likes the radio station and doesn't want to hurt the station, but is hell-bent to pulling Corey off the air, and that's what he wants to do. And doesn't he understand that you can't, that people who advertise on Corey's show also advertise on other day parts, and if you're going to tell them to pull their sponsorship of Corey's show, hopefully they won't do that, but if they do, hopefully that's all they'll do, but they might just say, oh, screw it, we'll pull it from the whole station.
Well,
why does someone who supposedly likes us want to hurt us so badly?
He doesn't understand. He has no idea. What Whitlow Concrete ought to do is look down over their list of clients over the last 10 years and see how many loads of concrete that Ben's ordered up.
Uh-huh.
And go, is this really, a big deal? The thing is, the First Amendment is there for unpleasant speech, whatever form it takes, and you can't begin to say what is okay and what isn't. Obviously you don't yell fire in a crowded theater, but when it comes to jokes, parody, especially political parody, how can you start saying what's okay and what isn't? So anyway, what was the terrible thing that Corey said that hasn't already been
said. I don't think he said anything terrible. He just brought up some uncomplimentary things about Ted Kennedy, which everybody knows are true. And I think Ben must have. I wish he would call in, damn it.
Yeah, Ben ought to call in.
But,
I mean, it's all about free speech, man.
I think that he, like Nikki and like some people, think that it was in very, very poor taste to be saying those things now. The guy hasn't even been buried yet. You know, that's the only thing I can come up with.
Whatever. I look at the media. Every time it's been on the radio, something about, I've just turned it off. It's almost like Michael Jackson. I don't want to hear about it because it's a bunch of 90% nonsense. What 37-year-old married man driving his secretary home or whatever the heck he was supposed to be doing when that young lady lost her life, what man walks away from that situation? I don't care how drunk you are.
Hey, you know, I was there. I was on Martha's Vineyard, which is connected, you know, by this by this bridge at Chappaquiddick. I was there when it happened, the day that it happened.
Get out.
In July. I was visiting with my cousin Selma and her family, who have a place on Martha's Vineyard.
No kidding.
And back then, in 1969, no one listened to the radio or television on Martha's Vineyard. You got all your news by the telephone. Now, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and the phone rang, and, you know, just about everybody was, you know, wanting to sleep in, you know, because that's what you do when you're on vacation, and especially on a weekend. And so Selma picks up the telephone and says, "Hello? What?" She puts her hand on the telephone. "Guess what Teddy Kennedy's done this time? You can't believe it. He's driven off the Chappaquiddick Bridge, which is like 5 miles from where we were, and there was a girl in the car, and she's dead." You know, anyhow, boy, the whole place was just loaded with news people, everything. So
I would say Kennedy, you know, after all that, at 37, your character's set by then. And that just showed his character. He had bad character. He did a wicked thing. He let a young lady die. Instead of risking his own life to save her, he walked away. Callous beyond belief. And so, to me, the guy's an embarrassment in the state of Massachusetts. The people of Massachusetts I don't understand them. How could they reelect a guy like this? Over and over, and then they laud all these things he did.
That says something about the people in Massachusetts. It doesn't say something about the people in the United States, because he ran for president in 1980 happened, you know, like 11 years after that happened, and he didn't get very far.
No, he was rejected. So that's a good thing. But anyway, I mean, my gosh, political parody, political comment. When you run for public office, what, dead or alive, you set yourself up
all
kinds.
And that's what I do, and that's what Kay does, and that's what, you know, we do in our little local way here as local public figures.
Yeah, I'm all for it, and the thing is, I like listening to Corey, followed by Dave, and then when I have time, I try to call in. David, he lets me speak. He doesn't always let me speak as long as I'd like, but we have a good exchange, so I think it's a healthy balance. You've got to let your ideas be
I'm going to lovingly and affectionately do my Dave Corsi impression now, okay?
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Hold on. That was it. Was that pretty good?
That's pretty good.
Hold on.
But, you know, he lets people speak. I mean, I don't know.
Very articulate, man.
I don't agree with him, but the last comment I'll make is with regards to jokes. You know, I can tell why does the new Italian Navy have glass-bottom ships?
Why?
So they can see the old Italian Navy.
Right.
You know, there's all those jokes that Dad used to tell him Muth, what was his first name?
John. Yeah.
They had great. And the thing is, if a joke is mean spirited,
exactly.
Where you draw the line.
Exactly. Bingo.
And that's
what I was trying to tell Othea Byers, who called me yesterday on the telephone here. Hey, you know, it's. Don't you. You can say ethnic jokes as long as it's not said in a mean-spirited way.
Right.
If it is said in a mean-spirited way, that's a different animal.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
You've heard them, jokes about blacks that are just downright mean and ugly, and I won't repeat them.
You've been listening to the station long enough, Rory, to remember the Saturday joke specials?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
With my dad and John Muth, when they were both living, obviously.
Sure, they were hilarious.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about replaying some of those, and there's some really politically incorrect jokes, particularly some rapid-fire ones from Richard N. Watsonville one day. Oh, my God.
Take a chance.
It's the First Amendment. It's there for. It's not there for nice speech. It's there for speech that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I want my ideas challenged to the nth degree, because if I believe in what I believe, it's got to hold up to scrutiny.
Yeah, and I want some liberals or some people who are just sickened by the fact that Corey Gold said that on his show, and probably even more sickened that I replayed it today. I want some of those people to call in the next 25 minutes that we have left.
That's a good word.
Thank you very much, Rory. Here's West Side Al. Hey,
Michael.
Hey, what you doing?
Resting up here in Sacramento on the way to Tahoe, the kids were getting cranky and the dog needed to get out of the car, and I still got the radio in range. So, I want to have a couple of comments here about two of your recorded phone calls from earlier in the program.
There's several more, too, that I could play.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a dead giveaway when someone prefaces their name with the descriptive adjective great, that you really don't need to waste any time listening to anything else that comes out of the man's mouth, because invariably, as soon as he starts to speak, he spews out something that usually comes out of the other end of most people.
Now, is that a kind thing to say, West Side Al?
No, deliberately so.
Oh, okay.
And as far as historian Harold, you're not a historian just because you read history books. I don't call myself an economist because I took a bachelor's degree in economics from Cal. And, he was offended about my comments to Dr. Gold last Thursday, so I'm going to repeat them. Ted Kennedy was kicked out of Harvard twice, once for cheating and once for paying someone to cheat for him. While he was at the law school after he got out of Harvard, first of all, he enlisted in the Army after getting kicked out of Harvard. He enlisted in the Army for 4 years and then later claimed it was a mistake. He only meant to sign up for two. So his father intervened, got it changed to 2 years, and that's almost impossible. And how could you make a mistake about the difference between 4 years of Army service and two? The guy had to be so stupid that the Army wouldn't even accept him if that was the case. Now, onward. In law school, he got four moving violations, including one for going 90 miles an hour through a residential area at dark with his headlights off. Okay? This guy's a real class act. As to the Mary Jo situation, when he went off the bridge, his Oldsmobile went upside down, wheels up, with the trunk up in the air, in 3 feet of water. Mary Jo Kopechne did not drown, Michael. She asphyxiated from lack of oxygen because there was an air pocket in the car, but it ran out before anybody bothered to try and save her. And yes, she did claw her fingernails off trying to get out of the damn car. So, Harold, you historian, you better watch who you challenge, because I'll punch your little beady eyes right to the back of your head. Okay?
Okay.
That's all I got for you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Saturday special. And have a wonderful vacation at Tahoe. Wish I could go, too.
I'm going to water ski, Michael.
Oh, I'm jealous.
All right. Bye-bye.
And I want to go and kayak and ride on the Flume Trail like I did. And this time I'm not going to crash my bike, which you can all witness if you haven't by going to youtube.com/ZBSBoss. It's sort of fun. I heard Dave Michaels making fun of that and playing the audio from my crashing my bike on the Flume Trail over and over and over again the other day. I almost drove off the road laughing. I thought that was really funny. See, I can laugh at myself. Why can't everybody? Why can't the rest of you? Okay, Steve and Ben Lohman, you're on the air.
Hi, MZ.
Hi.
Hey, I called the other day and said, you know, your station is free speech at its best.
Oh, thank you.
And, freedom is what, including Nikki, freedom is what's important. Free enterprise, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. You can take apart any argument that we've been talking about, any issue, including last Saturday, and I think you missed it, MZ. I think that argument was really a left-right argument, because the guy at the end said, I'm a big lefty. It's a left-right argument. It was not a racial argument at all. They're just using race to try and get their left ideas through. But back to freedom. Freedom is trumps everything. It trumps what Nikki said about there's drawing a line. I agree with Rory. You know, there is no line when you come to political speech. Nikki should go back and research what was said about Lincoln back in the days. Some really, really bad things. Political speech is protected for that reason. There is no line. You cannot. If we were to draw a line, I could call in and say the same thing about Dave Corsi 100 times. I heard him say one time that because Schwarzenegger signed a bill that was going to affect some kids, that Republicans were going to kill babies. Republicans are baby killers. He said it. You can look in the tapes. And nobody called in to his sponsors and said, you know, we're going to get you off the air. It's because we believe in free speech. We really believe in it. It's just not words.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Steve.
Yes.
The great Ben is on the line with us. I mean, he's called and he's on hold. Would you mind if I kick you off and put him on?
Michael.
What?
No. Your mother's called twice.
That Al just did. He's going to get emotional. He's going to go the emotional route, just like the guys from last week did. It's a left-right issue.
My mom?
And he is going to annihulate
this radio station if you let him
you
go on.
You haven't played her commentary.
Not totally.
I mean, if you take me off and stop what I'm saying so that he can get on and do whatever he's going to do, that's inhibiting my free speech, isn't it?
No. You don't have the free speech to get on a 10,000-watt radio station. It's only because I'm allowing you to.
You're right.
Okay? Nothing to do with free speech. You don't have the right to have a show on this station.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. I want you to finish what you have to say. Have you finished your thoughts?
I don't know.
That's basically it. That in every argument, you got to remember that freedom is what counts.
Right.
You go to the healthcare,
it's taken away our freedom of our body. If you go to the taxes, it's taken away our freedom of property to be able to go out and prosper and do what we want. Every one of these issues can be trumped by freedom. And no matter how much you analyze it, no matter how much you criticize it, freedom is what counts.
Then don't tell me I shouldn't have said what
That's
I said.
He can't hear you. He can't hear you.
I know.
She says, then don't tell her that she shouldn't say what she said. All right, Steve, thank you very much.
She can say what she said. That's fine. That's freedom of speech.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold so she can say it herself. Go ahead and say it. He can hear you now, Nikki. Hurry.
Just said it. I can have my opinion on what I think is appropriate, especially. And I do think that there is a line and a big difference of someone passing and making. Saying that they were this kind of a person and blah, blah, blah after they passed, you know? And then they can't defend themselves. It's a big difference than saying that to someone that's still alive.
Even if he hadn't passed and could still defend himself, I don't think he would have bothered to call KSCO to defend
himself. But I think principle-wise, it's, you know,
okay.
I don't know. That's my...
All righty, thank you. Steve and Ben Lohman... He hung up. Well, I guess he had heard everything he needed to say. The great Ben. Ben.
This is the great Ben.
Stand by. I just realized here that we have not played my mother's commentary, and she is more important than thou. Okay, go ahead, Nikki. Go ahead.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
A few words about Social Security. It is a special fund from participants, and it was never meant to be touched except for Social Security recipients who are the participants. For many decades, members of Congress have taken large sums of money from this fund, many thousands. And they left IOUs in return. This was after they were admonished to never touch that fund. Those stolen amounts were never returned. And now Congress is telling us that Social Security is collapsing. It's the fault of the same lying scoundrels who illegally took that money for their own projects. So let's keep the blame where it belongs. And now the commentary. Kudos to my loyal listener and friend, Charles Slay, who suggested this very timely commentary called How Much Time Is Left? It has been floating around for a number of years, but it seems to me, and it will to you, that we're almost close to the end. About the time our original 13 states adopted their new constitution in 1787, Alexander Tyler, a Scottish history professor, had this to say about the fall of the Athenian Republic some 2,000 years earlier. Quote, A democracy is always temporary in nature. It cannot exist as a permanent form of government. Democracy will continue to exist until the time that voters discover they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, those nations always progressed through the following sequence: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back to bondage. Because of our current administration, we have never been closer to losing our beloved country as we know it. But we must not give up. Thus far, every move of the Obama administration has weakened us by design. And now, if Obamacare prevails, we are surely sliding into socialism. By the way, why can't all of us have the same health care that the 500-plus members of Congress and the administration have without any public or government option? And we the people should not be paying the premiums for the Congress. They make enough or too much in the way of salaries and pensions. They should pay their own premiums. Are they better than we are? I say hell no. Either we have equal health care for all Americans, or leave it all in the private sector. And the poor should receive money from the government to go and get their own private health care. Let's keep the government out of it. And we must allow every citizen to purchase health care from any state in the country, not just the state they live in. Also, I do not want some bureaucrat to tell me when I must die. I would like to leave that up to God. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Now, I'll bet even you can't disagree with that, Ben and Salinas, can you?
You know what, Michael?
What?
I'm not calling to apologize, and I will explain the thing that some people have questioned about my remarks. First of all, that's the brightest thing your mother has ever said on the air. The Social Security Nazis who operate under the leadership and guidance of that German Nazi pig, Alan Greenspan, that pig belongs in jail because he knew what Bush was doing to the economy and looting the country. Never said one word about. Have you ever heard of Alan Greenspan say anything about what this military excursion into Iraq, what it did to our economy? Alan, not a word. But boy, bar mitzvah, oh boy, for hell, forever. I hate the fact the guy's a musician.
Because you're
Alan
a musician,
Greenspan
huh?
Is a Jewish Nazi pig, and Rush Limbaugh's another pig.
Okay.
And the reason I use the term faggot, which I do apologize to respectful people of the gay lifestyle, is I hate the fact that Corey Gold comes on, and for the first monologue he comes on every year, bending over for Rush Limbaugh. He is Rush Limbaugh's bitch.
Okay. Why don't you just talk about,
Kennedy's proposed 400 bills while he was in Congress. He was co-signature to 1,200 of them. Every one of them advocated for the average man, not the rich people that have looted the country, like your mother just said, stole Social Security blind. And West Side Al, that cowardly, he's going to punch somebody lights out. He'll fall over a sidewalk and break his hip, that useless old pig himself. And Harold is usually wrong, but in this case, Harold was right. West Side Al does not have it. He quotes verse and chapter of Kennedy's military experience, Ted Kennedy, that is. Yet he can't say anything about the wonderful, heroic military experience. We just can't find this record for General Kelly and the Louisiana Air National Guard of that cowardly piece of crap George Bush and his megadiddle followers, who are the most un-American. These people want the Nazi Jesus gun-bearing right of way, who will deny everybody the rights unless
Man,
you're rich. Unless
can't
you're
you
rich.
Just calm down and express yourself okay. in a little less emotional way?
Okay, yes. What would you like?
Okay. I want
Would you
to...
like to have some tea?
I would like you to explain to me why you have told me in more than one of your voicemail comment line voicemails 429-2222
very rude and very
that
accurate.
You don't want to hurt the radio station that
That's
you
right.
that you
I'll,
like.
I want anybody who would sponsor Rush Limbaugh's bitch. I want him off the air because what he says is so distasteful. How can you disrespect? Look at. The Kennedy family. Okay, but, Joseph Kennedy.
Ben, please Nazi... let me talk. Please let me talk. I want to ask you some questions, some what? Kind questions, and you're raising your voice, and you're and you said you offered to have tea with me,
okay.
and I'm trying to have tea with
okay,
you.
Okay, let's have tea. Go ahead.
Okay. Why don't you have respect for people who have different points of view who from you? Why do you want to censor them? Why don't you want to just call their show? Corey told me himself he would welcome you to call him
I
and have a
him.
And have a and have a calm tea with him, like we're trying to do with you and me right now.
I do call him when I get past the station censor, Rosemary. Yes, I do call.
Yes, okay, and
let's sip our tea now. Come on, let's be nicey nice. Rush Limbaugh is a good American. Yeah, believe that crap. That Nazi belongs in prison.
Okay, but he's on the air. He's on the station and on 649 other stations. And I know that bothers you. Why are there people in a free land? Ben and Salinas.
Yes, sir.
Why are there people in a free land who want to deprive other people from being able to say what they believe?
Oh, I'm responding.
No, I don't deprive you from saying what you want to believe on the 10,000 watt radio station.
Because
I can do that. I can do that, but I don't want to do that because I don't think that's the way to operate a station.
Because
and I think you respect that.
Because you know controversy makes for good radio.
Yes, but I also believe in doing what's right.
Okay.
And what's right is for you to have your say, and what's right is for Corey to have his say, and so forth.
Question.
And if you don't like what you hear, there's nothing preventing you from tuning out, but why do you want to hurt us? Why do you want to take time calling our advertisers and say, hey, you know, if you continue to sponsor Corey Gold on KSCO, never mind, you could sponsor the rest. It's okay with the Great Ben if you sponsor the rest, but you better not sponsor Corey Gold or we're going to have your business.
You got it, muchacho.
Ben, there's a disconnect
Michael,
there. You seem like a reasonable person once we get you to drink tea.
Question for you. Okay, the Kennedys. Jack Kennedy, the son, died in World War II, in 1942, I believe. Okay, JFK was taken down by the same people that took down the Twin Towers, the rich, elite, super white, New World Order, Nazi, Homeland Gestapo bunch for lunch. That's why Kennedy's in his grave, because of his dedication to our country as president. Robert Kennedy was going to be the next president. He was taken down by the same group of pigs.
Okay.
Now, Ted Kennedy.
I don't know that that's right. I don't know that it's wrong. I think that's a good chance that you're right.
Okay, now, Ted Kennedy was the inheritor of the respect that we have for the blood that the Kennedys have put into us. So, however, I am not ignorant. Joseph Kennedy was a Nazi pig. Do you know that this guy, they had a sister who was retarded without even telling the mother or the family? He had her lobotomized because she didn't meet the social standards. Had her lobotomized without telling the mother. This was a beautiful young woman. Oh, she had mental issues, but this guy was such... Joseph Kennedy, the father, he is about as much of a pig as Prescott Bush. These people have never been hauled to the bar of justice, but they must be brought to the bar of history. And anybody
So you're agreeing with Corey Gold
And
here.
Anybody that thinks that I'm an Obama supporter, I hate his guts because he will not face the insurance lobby, which means some insurance bureaucrat has to get paid before you or me or your mom gets the medical treatment.
You're making me crazy here. I don't understand. You just supported what Corey Gold said.
Well, I'm telling you, you wanted my response.
And you're the one who's all pissed off.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
You got that right, because I hate Obama's guts. I'm telling you why people think I'm just a lefty. I hate his guts because he won't give up the prohibition against medical marijuana. There's no good reason that stuff should be illegal or people should
be in
prison for it. Okay, now, Obama is bending over. He's being the bitch to the insurance lobby to see to it they get the top dollar off of your medical dollar before you get your cancer treatment. That is wrong, and for that, I will not support Obama. I can't go totally against him because all you righties are having your party on him. But I don't like what's going on in this country. The average man is
so Ben, why do you want to hurt us in any way?
I want anybody who would sponsor Rush Limbaugh's bitch off the air. That's right. I would like to see them sponsor anything else, but not Rush Limbaugh's bitch, Corey Gold.
Even Rush Limbaugh?
Hey, I'm okay with him. I listen to him to see what the enemy's doing, pig that he is. And it's
Ben. Can you put him on hold? I have a question for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here, hold on. Here.
There we go. Ben, this is Nikki. Hi. My question is define why you call him Rush Limbaugh's bitch.
Go ahead, Ben.
Because he comes on the air every day. Oh, Rush Limbaugh just opened the wonderful thing he wants to know. Well, I want America to fail, too.
I want America to fail, too? What?
Yeah, because these people want Obama. Listen, the right-wing, Bible-thumping gun carriers want Obama dead. If you listen to the Sarah Palin crowd, they want this man dead.
I don't believe that. I don't think they want him to.
I don't think they want him
to be president. I would agree there, but you're going down the
you
road.
You don't believe Palin and the Limbaugh people want this man to be assassinated?
No,
Michael?
I don't believe
Why
that.
Why did they take rifles to his public meetings? And which, by the way,
those were black people themselves.
Okay. Do you take a gun to? I don't care if you're Chinese. Do you take a gun to a political rally? You try that with the Bush for Lunch crowd. You're in manacles in the free speech zone, 10 miles away.
Okay.
But the reason I call Corey Gold Rush Limbaugh's bitch is because he comes on praising the ignorance and the fascism that is Rush Limbaugh. And for that, I don't respect him at all. That's as simple as that can be.
Well, thank you for calling. I don't know where we got
this. And I apologize to Nikki if I've offended her, because I respect her and a bunch of the people down there.
We have to go. But thank you, Ben. Did we do the commercials for this? I forgot. Did we do the commercials?
You know, we didn't, so we should probably do those.
Yeah,
and
we got to do the commercials.
Also, it's just, never mind. I could get into this. We could talk forever, but look at the time.
Wait a second. I promised that I would give the details of the NAACP Labor Day picnic.
Okay,
so
do that real quick.
Here.
Yeah.
Hello, Michael. The NAACP of Santa Cruz will be hosting our annual Labor Day picnic to raise funds for our local scholarship program on Sunday. It's Sunday, September 6th. At the I think it's Saturday, isn't it? But whatever it is, it's September 6th at De La Viega Park from 12 to 5 p.m. Donations of $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12 years old. Kids under 5 are free. The NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, of Santa Cruz, provides scholarships to local students attending college, investigates complaints of racial discrimination or harassment, and provides diversity outreach programs and cultural celebrations. Even a small gift means a lot to us. The NAACP recognizes the importance of providing a welcoming community space for all people. With your help, we can continue our work. For more information about helping with this event or to get tickets, please call Deborah at area 831-429-2266. Please leave a message for the picnic committee and they'll get back to you. Okay, again, that's Deborah at 429-2266. Okay, well, now what?
I got to do this. It's going to run over.
Okay.
I've got about 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, go.
I know.
Yeah.
Here we go. Baker Brothers Furniture and Appliances.
We've been in business for over 41 years by making it easy. Hello, I'm David Baker of Baker Brothers Furniture and Appliances, your brand source furniture and appliance store in Watsonville. At Baker Brothers, we're always looking for ways to make it easy for you. Listen.
When your old mattress has you dreaming of a good night's sleep, Baker Brothers, your sleep specialist, will answer your dreams with a new Simmons Beauty Rest mattress. Choose from Beauty Sleep, Beauty Rest Studio, or the Beauty Rest NG featuring Visco memory foam that conforms to the shape of your body. A perfect night's sleep begins with Simmons. Buy now, get free delivery, free setup, free pillows, and free removal of your old mattress.
When you need furniture or appliances, Baker Brothers will make it easy for you. Baker Brothers is your brand source store, which means we carry all the top names in furniture and appliances. Come by and visit. We'll deliver today or tomorrow. We are Baker Brothers Furniture and Appliances, 55 Brennan Street, Watsonville.
Baker Brothers, we make it easy to buy furniture and appliances.
They say you'll never get a second chance to make a good first impression. Hello, I'm Lisa Sabini from Floors Etc. in SoCal. Floors Etc. will help you make a good first impression at your home or business with our incredible selection of carpet, vinyl, hardwood, linoleum, and window coverings. Listen.
Hi, I'm Jack Crawford with Music Now DJs. My job is to provide music and entertainment for weddings, corporate, and special events. I'm a professional, so when it comes to my floors, I've been calling on the professionals at Floors Etc. for over 15 years. They're reliable, they're efficient, and their prices are always reasonable.
Floors Etc. will help you make a good first impression at your home or business with our incredible selection of carpet, vinyl, hardwood, linoleum, and window coverings. Stop by Floors Etc.'s beautiful showroom and get to know us. When you need to make a good first impression, start at Floors Etc. 3155 Porter Street, SoCal. 462-5586.
Or stop by floorsetcinc.com.
I'm Peter from User Friendly Computing, and we want to be your computer people. At User Friendly, we understand that computer problems mean business problems. We've been serving the Santa Cruz business community for over 16 years, and we're small business specialists. Wouldn't it be nice to never worry about computer problems again? Viruses, email, printing, network problems, whatever. With our proactive service contract, we offer priority service, internet content filtering, and 24/7 monitoring of all your computer systems, so we know about and fix your problems before they disrupt your important business. Shouldn't you be spending your time running your business instead of fussing with frustrating computer problems? Save your time and sanity by calling the computer experts today at 423-9653. That's our 24-hour service line at 423-9653. At User Friendly Computing, where we're small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
We have great news for all you moms and dads. Hi, I'm Roy Trowbridge of the family-owned Palace Art and Office Supply.
It's time to get the kids ready for back to school. Hi, I'm Frank Trowbridge.
And we are ready to help you. I'm Gary Trowbridge. Listen to some of the great prices on back to school things Palace has to help you get the kids in the mood.
HP and Epson inkjet cartridges at the best everyday low price in town. For artists, Liquitex acrylics, Winton oils, and selected Winsor Newton brushes, all at 40% off. Check the Good Times, Santa Cruz Weekly, and the Santa Cruz Sentinel for money-saving Palace coupons, or go to www.gopalace.com.
Bring the kids to Palace and get them in the mood to go back to school.
They'll love shopping all the creative, fun things we have for them.
And you'll enjoy prices that will save you lots of money. We look forward to seeing you and the kids at Palace Art and Off Supply on Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz and on 41st Avenue in Capitola.
A proud member of Think Local First business community.
At Paragos Auto Body, we offer quality repairs at a fair price. But that's just the beginning. Our goal is for our customers to feel their repaired vehicle is now in better condition than before their collision. From our certified estimators to our highly trained collision repair specialists, we take great pride in our professionalism and craftsmanship. We're highly trained in the art of customer service, too. The next time you need collision repairs, call Paragos Auto Body at 423-3251. Paragos Auto Body at 251 Washington Street in Santa Cruz. Or ParagosAutoBody.com.
It's at the end of the show. We won't have time to play the whole thing.
I know. I tried to play it earlier, but...
It's not time to make a change.
We were going crazy.
To hell with the news.
Right.
Just play it.
Okay.
You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Okay, you can just let it play, and I'm going to bring the, you can fade it down a little bit, and I'll bring up the last callers of the program. Who's this on the air?
Oh, there you go. There's that static. Hey, thanks for playing Cat Stevens. That's the hard act to follow.
Isn't he great?
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up the point about courtesies and gentleness with each other. I found Ben, the last caller, not manipulative, but in a way, he was hogging the phone line. I wanted to call in and talk about how important it is to be courteous with each other and practice just kindnesses, you know, and I found Ben poisonous, basically.
Yeah.
And I wanted to chastise you for putting him on a little bit, letting him stay on, not putting him on.
You're right, because it was going in all directions.
Also, I want to take you to quick task for your use of the hell and the damn word. All of us in this nation are under some sort of an enchantment right now. There's a lot of hypnotized people, and we're trying to wake them up, and that poison doesn't help. It just clouds things over. And thanks for the Cat Stevens and for what you do. And I'd like to take you to lunch sometime.
Well, what the hell?
All in one breath.
Well, what the hell? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. All right, thank you. Send me an email. I'd love to go to lunch. People who take me to lunch get anything they want out of me. Okay, appreciate it. Here's Evergreen. You're on Evergreen real quick. Evergreen? Hello? Oh, come on, Evergreen. All right, well, I guess that's the end of that then. We'll try that one more time. No, let's not. Let's just hit the button that's all, folks. Thank you, Nikki.